see any change.
Just about to go crazy, got a radio call and I headed down. So there's a naked man in the campground. Now a naked man requires special tactics. You can't just reach out, you know, and grab him, cause you might end up with a handful of stuff, and that's a whole nother kind of paper. 100 yards up from where he went in, right in front of the man that got the whole thing started. Not the naked guy part, but the ground y'all are walking. Let's just call him Todd. He was down at his camp, walking his dog. He's a big old Pyrenees. His name was Polo, but if you're his friend, I'll let you call him Mark. Now for just a few moments, they both just stared. Then the naked guy, he said, "Man, I'm scared." And he was covered in scratches from the briars and the corn. So Todd gave him a spare. What's your favorite color? Guy said blue, no yellow. So he let him pet Polo, said have a banana. And that's when we rolled up to sort it all out. But I mean, what the hell are you gonna do with something like that? Now there's a moral to the story. Well, this one seems fitting. If you're ever down there in the campground, find yourself tripping, it's probably gonna be best to leave your clothes on, or you'll find yourself the subject of a porch jack or